What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse number 31. So we have started today's sermon as God for us. God for us. This is Pastor Edu coming your way this morning with the word of God. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Gentiles in Rome, he reiterated the power of God in Christ Jesus and their newfound faith. He made it clear that there is no condemnation for anyone in Christ Jesus. Then Paul further went on to teach what harm of the flesh can cause us and what is good of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Paul also spoke on the glorious deliverance all things long for, and Christ was beforehand decreed from God. And then eventually Paul made it clear that what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Which is coincidentally the sermon text for today's podcast. Hallelujah. What shall we then say to these things? It's a question. If God be for us, who can be against us? Paul is assuring the Christians that nothing can be against them so far as they are in Christ Jesus. Nothing can be against them so far as God is for them. Nothing as we Christians can be against us so far as God is for us. Hallelujah. The following are some of the ways which indicates that God is with us. We shall look at some of the ways that indicate clearly from scripture perspective that God is with us. In the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, Philippians chapter 4 verse number 19. In fact, God provides our needs. God always provides our needs. That is a sure indicator that God is with us and no one can be against us. Philippians chapter 4 verse number 19. But my God shall supply all our need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. These were words of consolation that Paul gave to those in Philippians. That but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. What a word. If this word is in you, and this word, you are imbibing this word, you lack nothing, because who can be against us if God is for us? And the reason why God is for us is that he provides our needs. According to Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Another indicator that God is with us is that God saves us. God saves us. In 1 Timothy 1 verse 15, 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse number 15, let's turn our Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse number 15 from the King James. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I'm a chief. These are the words of Paul to the young Timothy, who's about to handle a church in Ephesus. He said to him, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I'm a chief. So Paul acknowledged that he was a sinner, and we as Christians must acknowledge that we are sinners and we fall short of the glory of God. And Christ came to die for you and I. And this is an indicator that God is with us. He came to save us. Another indicator that God is with us is that he answers our prayers. Your prayer or your demand to God may be protracted, but eventually in God's opportune time, He will answer you. Hallelujah. God answers our prayers all the time. In Acts chapter 10, verse number 4. In Acts chapter 10, verse number 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God." Hallelujah. This was in connection with Cornelius. And these are the words of God. God made it clear to Cornelius that all his prayers, all his applications, and the alms that he has been doing are come up for a memorial before God. Hallelujah. May our prayers be memorial before God, and may our prayers be answered by God, because that's one of the indicators that God is with us. He answers all our prayers. Hallelujah. Another indicator that God is with us is that Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse number 8, a very popular quotation. Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Whilst we were sinning, whilst we made up our mind to change for our sins, Christ came to die for you and I. And this is an indicator that God is with us. Hallelujah. An indicator that God is with us is that the love for us. God loves us. Regardless to our sins, God loves us. Hallelujah. In James chapter 1, verse number 12. James chapter 1, verse number 12 in the King James. Bless the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Hallelujah. When we show our promise that we love God, there is a blessing. Hallelujah. You may go to trial and temptation. You may go through turmoils. You may be sick. You may lose a job. But one thing is for sure. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Don't let the turmoils in this world frighten you. Don't let your lost job deter you from following God. Because one thing is for sure. James chapter 12, 1 verse 12, sorry. Blessed is the man. The word man there is gender neutral, referring to both male and female. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Hallelujah. So some of the indicators that God loves us is that he provides our needs. In Philippians 4, verse number 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Another indicator is that God saves us. 1 Peter 1, verse 15. This is a faithful saying and worthy of our acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am a chief. Another indicator that God is with us is that he answers our prayers in Acts chapter 10, verse number 4. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said unto him, "Thy prayers and thy alms are come up for a memorial before God." Our indicator that God is with us is that Christ died for you and I. Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. But God commended his love towards us, that in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. Our indicator that God is for us is that he loved the love of God for life for us. Blessed the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James chapter 1, verse number 12. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to our foundation text. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse number 31. Now, why no one can be against us? The reason why no one can be against us is that greater is He in us. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. Let's turn the Bible to 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. This was the words of John, the Revelation writer, to the people in the diaspora. And he said, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. That is the main reason why no one can be against us, because greater is He in us than the one in the world. Hallelujah. Another reason why no one can be against us is that God is omnipotent. God is powerful. God is omnipotent. In the book of Revelation chapter 19, verse 6, Revelation chapter 19, verse number 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah! For the King James, Revelation chapter 19, verse number 6. And I heard, as it were, a voice of a great multitude, as a voice of many waters, and as a voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah! So God is omnipotent. That's the main reason why no one can be against us. Another reason why no one can be against us is that God is our refuge. In Psalms 9, verse 9. God is our refuge. For the King James, Psalm 9, verse number 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Hallelujah. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know your frustration. I don't know your troubles. I don't know how much you are oppressed. But one thing is for sure in Psalms 9, verse 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Hallelujah. That is the reason why no one can be against us. Another reason why no one can be against us is that the Lord is our strength. In Psalms 18, verse number 2, the Lord is our strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my backup, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Hallelujah. Psalms 18, verse 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Hallelujah. Another reason no one can be against us is that God will fight for us. We can't fight any battle because you are limited in strength. God is unlimited in strength. God will fight for us. Proclamation, Exodus chapter 14, verse number 14. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. You will not even struggle, because God will fight for you. The reasons why no one can be against us is that greater is He in us. 1 John chapter 4, verse number 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Another reason why no one can be against us is that God is omnipotent. Revelation chapter 19, verse number 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as a voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Hallelujah! for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The reason why no one can be against it is that God is our refuge in Psalms 9 verse number 9. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Reasons why no one can be against it is that the Lord is our strength in Psalms 18 verse number 2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my blocker and the horn of my salvation and my higher tower. Hallelujah. Another reason why no one can be against is that God will fight for us. Exodus 14 verse number 14, a very popular quotation: the Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Hallelujah. No one can be against us as far as God is with us. The word of God is true. Let us cling on the word of God and be doers of the word. This podcast can be heard on the following social media platforms: Apple Podcast, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Google Podcast, Anchor, Breaker, Public Radio, and Spotify for those who have Spotify in their country or region. And this is Pastor Edo coming your way this morning with the word of God. Amen.